We have a New Testament reading as well as the Old Testament reading for this morning, and it's from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you. For you must also forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. And then from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. Time to keep and a time to throw away. Time to tear and a time to sow. Time to keep silence and a time to speak. Time to love, a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to say goodbye to our friend, the year 2016. The year began its life, like many young years, with hope and promise for peace and prosperity. Some of the promise was fulfilled, while other dreams went unrealized. The year 2016 had many interests that perhaps we did not all enthusiastically share. The year 2016 preferred the Cubs over the Cardinals, and the University of Iowa over Iowa State. It was pretty obsessed with negative politics. It lost many friends and role models to death throughout its time. And it called on our generosity and on our prayers again and again. But as the year's days began to gray, we all knew that the end was near. We all knew the departed 2016 in different ways. Some of us experienced tremendous sorrow and others great joy. Many a mixture of good and bad. But perhaps what we all hold in common is that we thought 2016 would hold much promise. We have thought that perhaps with the year 2016, we would lose weight, save more money, rekindle old friendships, or become a better Christian. Are we pleased with the legacy that 2016 has left with us? Have we used the time well that's been given us? Are we better people for having known the year 2016? But let us find comfort knowing that our friend 2016 goes on to a better place. Indeed, time has new life in the year 2017. We can use the passing of 2016 and the birth of 2017 to remember that we too have been given rebirth through Christ, that we have been released from the bondage of past problems or mistakes, so that with God's guidance, the future is redeemed. With the gift of time in the new year, we all have the exact same gift, 31,536,000 seconds. That's how long a year is. Bill Gates, as rich as he is, doesn't have any more. Barack Obama or Donald Trump, as powerful as they are, don't have any more time. Meryl Streep or other celebrities, as talented as they are, don't have any more. And I, as good-looking as I am, don't have any more seconds. A few of us may not get the entire year, but that makes the seconds that we do have together even more valuable. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, we read that there is a time for everything under the sun. A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. The royal philosopher tells us that God has given our lives a rhythm that we cannot change. Rather than try to control what happens to us, we're better off to control how we respond to what happens and to control what kind of people we are. There may be a time to mourn, but we determine how we are going to mourn. There will be a time to lose, but we determine how we respond to that loss. There may be a time to rend, but we do so knowing that there will also be the right time to sow and to laugh and to dance. Anne Lamott told this story about her friend Pammy in an interview several years ago with Clarity magazine. She said, to keep all the family secrets and to present myself in such a way that people would either be envious or approving. But keeping up a facade like that takes so much energy. When my friend Pammy was going through chemotherapy, and I asked her if the dress I was wearing made me look fat, I was making a fuss about the dumbest things. And Pammy looked at me and said, "Annie, you just don't have that kind of time." It was so profound. It was like I was in a cartoon and someone conked me over the head. I got it. Pammy died 7 years ago, but I still live by her words. You don't have time to live a lie. You don't have time to get the world to approve of you. You have only the time to become the person you dream of being. You have only the time to clean out your mean and ugly spots, areas that drag you down and hurt other people. You have only the time to accept yourself as you are and to start getting a little bit healthier so that you can be who God needs you to be. In a way, it's exhilarating to say, this is who I really am, and I'm not going to pretend just because I have the sneaking suspicion that I'm not good enough. God meets you where you are. In this morning's reading from Colossians, Paul invites us to clothe ourselves with compassion, with kindness, with humility, meekness, patience. He invites us to clothe ourselves in love and to let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. Notice that this is not a checklist of things to do. It's an invitation to be transformed. Certainly at the beginning of the year, it's common for people to make resolutions, to draw up a list of things that they plan to do or not do this year. We often want to get busy, to accomplish more, to be more efficient. Problem is, if my goals are wrong or if my character is deficient, then I would be planning to be ever more effective at becoming a jerk. If I'm headed in the wrong direction, all of my activity and promise-making will just get me to the wrong place sooner. There's a common aphorism that describes just this problem. I spent a lifetime getting to the top of the ladder, and then I realized that the ladder was leaning against the wrong wall. Or here's another one. Even if you win the rat race, you're still a rat. Fact is, we don't really know what tomorrow brings. We don't know how well we will use the gift that is 2017. That's why Proverbs 27:1 tells us, "Do not boast about tomorrow, because you do not know what a day might bring." This is why we as followers of Christ treasure each day and each hour as a gift from God to live out our lives, lives to which the apostle invited us, lives of love, of peace, compassion, kindness, humility, each day, each second. So last week, I checked out a site on the internet called deathclock.com. I entered my birthday and my body mass index, and what else did it have me figure? My optimism or average, I think I said average, whether optimistic, pessimistic, or whatever. And it told me the date of my demise, March 6th, 2037. If I take a more optimistic perspective on life, then it gives me another year. If I lose weight, it gives me a couple more years. It says if I were a woman, I'd get 7 more years. I plan to lose weight. But as it stands, according to Death Clock's simple way of figuring, as of Wednesday, at this last Wednesday at 2:30, I had 636,879,179 seconds left to live. I burned off almost 400,000 seconds just in the last 4 days. It would be a shame to waste any of the seconds that I have left. We don't have time to be petty, to withhold forgiveness, or to be greedy. Let it be our prayer that when the time comes that we gather and bid farewell to the departed 2017, we'll be proud of who we are, and that 2017's legacy is one of Christian commitment, of love, of peace, of humility. And when I stand and speak the memorial words for 2017, or for you, that they will be words noting how we have recognized our gift of time, that we've used it well, that we have been raised in the image of the Creator and have been a blessing to all of those around us. When we have changed the world, and be able to say that we have changed the world because Christ has changed us. Now that would be a great New Year's celebration. Amen.